USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Fueled by continuing fears about the coronavirus impacts on the global economy, Wall Street stocks are continuing to plunge. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been down over 1,000 points for the third time this week in morning trading. The S&P sliding 4%, markets on pace for their worst week since the financial crisis.
This looks like it's going to become possibly a global pandemic, and so that the demand for American goods are going to drop elsewhere. And I think that's why we're seeing such huge drops in the stock market.
Wall Street analyst Michael Santos speaking there to CBS News. Besides the Democrats canvassing South Carolina, which has its primary tomorrow, President Trump will be holding a rally tonight there in North Charleston, trying to take some attention away from his Democratic rivals. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. rootwall.com.
Not only are Democrats trying to get out the vote for Bernie Sanders in South Carolina in tomorrow's Democratic primary, but Republican activists are as well. Many Republicans, as well as more than a few Democratic Party leaders, believe the Vermont senator who's running as an avowed Democratic socialist would lose big to President Trump in November. The L.A. County Sheriff's Department's investigating claims that deputies shared graphic images of the helicopter crash that killed Kobe Bryant and eight others. The photos that show human remains reportedly were shared with other officers who were not part of the investigation. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee is backing legislation to allow residents of his state carry a firearm without a permit. He says they have a responsibility to uphold the framework that the Founding Fathers established.
I'm announcing that we will be joining 16 other states in this nation by introducing a constitutional carry law in the state of Tennessee.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Pope Francis has postponed all his official audiences and other events today, and the Vatican says he's working from home. The Vatican reporting the pontiff is still slightly unwell, in the words of a statement. Back on Ash Wednesday, he did appear to be suffering from a cold. The University of Mississippi has issued a formal apology to a group of African-American students who were arrested 50 years ago during protests over racism on the campus. On February 24, 1970, 40 members of the Black Student Union there presented a list of items to the then provost, including the hiring of more black faculty, establishing a black studies program, and the removal of Confederate symbols. At a Black History Month program earlier this week, the current provost, Noel Wilkins, said, quote, "I'm sorry that it took 50 years to do this." And tomorrow marks the 29th of February. Now, it's something that only happens once every 4 years, as it's Leap Day, an extra day added to the calendar every 4th February to keep the seasons from getting out of whack. Everyone knows the year is 365 days, but that's not exactly accurate, as it's actually taking the Earth about 365 and a quarter days to travel around the sun. So to keep the extra time from throwing things off, the Romans decided a couple thousand years ago to add that extra day every 4 years. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.